I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. James Wilson was a Scotsman from the Firth of Forth who came to Philadelphia as a young man of 24. 10 years later, as a member of the Continental Congress from Pennsylvania, he signed the Declaration of Independence. When the Constitutional Convention convened in Philadelphia in 1787, Wilson was a delegate, and in the course of that hot summer, it fell to him to unravel the problem of the executive that had plagued the convention from the start. Delegates were wary of a single executive, fearing it might morph into a monarchy. Yet Wilson opposed the idea of an executive committee elected by the Congress, noting that it would void the separation of powers. In the end, Wilson would argue successfully for a single executive to be called the president. He initially proposed election of the president by national popular vote, but later came to propose the Electoral College in substantially the form that it exists today. When the Constitution was finally ratified, James Wilson's conception of the presidency is the presidency we got. Just as it was at the Constitutional Convention, it is often the case that a single individual has an outsized impact on the success of your business. That's why no commercial insurance plan is complete without consideration of Key Man Insurance. At your next renewal, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.